Shalom uvracha to all. This week's parsha is Parshas Tezria. The majority of the parsha is actually about Tzara'as, the biblical affliction that afflicted somebody who was spiritually ill, mainly due to the sin of Lashon Hara with a physical manifestation. Most of the parsha is about Tzara'as. However, the beginning of the parsha begins with a psukim regarding a woman after childbirth. Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph by Debar Hashem Moshe Leimor Debar El Bnei Yisrael Leimor Isha Ki Sazria V'Yalad Ozachar V'Tama Ashuvas Yamim Ki Mei Nidas Devosa Titama. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, saying, when a woman conceives and she gives birth to a son, she shall be impure for a 7-day period, just like the days of her menstrual infirmity. Shall she be impure? Pasuk Gimel Ubayam Hashmi'i, and on the 8th day Yimo Basar Arla. So here we have the biblical mitzvah d'oraisa of performing Bris Milah on the 8th day on a baby boy. On the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And then we are told how many days she sits in the blood of her purity, whether she has a boy, whether she has a girl, the karbana she has to bring. I want to talk about the mitzvah of Bris Milah. This is not the first time in the Chumash that we hear about the mitzvah of Bris Milah, of course. The first time we hear about the mitzvah of Bris Milah is actually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram Avinu and Parak Yod Zayin of the Book of Bereishis towards the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Avram at the age of 99 to perform a Bris Milah on himself, on all the members of his household. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him that on the 8th day, we know when Yitzchak was born, in Perachof. On the 8th day, Kodesh Baruch Hu performed a, not Perachof, Perachof Aleph. And Yitzchak is born, Kodesh Baruch Hu performed a Avram performed Bris Milah on Yitzchak when he was 8 days old. And Avram commanded, and Hashem, Hashem commanded Avram to do a Bris Milah on himself at the age of 99. And today, when a boy has a Bris Milah, the part of the inyan of Bris Milah is l'hachniso b'vriso shel Avram Avinu. We are entering this child into the covenant that God first forged with Abraham, our forefather. And that is the mitzvah on Parshas Tezria. I want to quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav Zatzal. He is commenting to Parshas Lech Lecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, Vayihi Avram ben Tishim Shana V'Teisha Shanim. Avram was 99 years old. Vayar Hashem al Avram. God appeared to him. Vayomer Elav, Ani Kel Shakai. Yisalich Lefanei V'Hei Tamim. I am God Shakai. Walk before me and be pure. What does Avram have to do in order to walk before God and be pure? Ve'edna Brisi Beinu Ve'Necha. I will put my covenant between me and between you. Ve'arba Oscha B'Mor Ma'or. And I will multiply you. I will increase your numbers very, very much. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik says here on the covenant of Bris Milah that God enacted with Avram Avinu. We see it in Perek Yud Zayin of Bereishis Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hashem says explicitly, in Pasuk Yud actually, this is the covenant that you should guard between me and between you, between your seed after you. Hima lachem kol zachar. Circumcise for yourself every male. When amaltemes basar alaschem v'haya la'os bris beini uveinechem uben shmones yamim yamalachem kol zachar l'dora seichem. So Avram is told about the Bris Milah. We are recommended in Parshas Tazria by Joseph B'Salvechik. The Rav says as follows. And God says, I will establish my covenant between me and between you. Apparently, says the Rav, there are two kinds of revelation. And the contrast between these two kinds of revelation is dramatic. The experience of revelation is described in the Bris Ben Habsarim, is accompanied by fright and horror. The Bris Ben Habsarim is in Perek Tezvav, two prakim before Avram was commanded to do Bris Milah. And that is described as Emech Hashecha Gedolus Nofelus Olav. A deep darkness, a fear, a terror fell upon Avram before God revealed himself in the covenant in between the pieces. And the Rav says that revelation is an experience of fright and horror. It's in Perek Tezvav, chapter 15. Man is completely awed and feels crushed by the impact of his confrontation with the Almighty. Man is confused. Man is frightened. Avram was told in that covenant, Avram was told, your children will be strangers in a strange land for 400 years. They will be oppressed. They will be enslaved. They will be tortured. In that covenant, man is confused and frightened. He finds himself standing on the brink of infinity, which is about to rob him of his existential autonomy and dignity. He is overwhelmed by the infinite presence of God. The encounter with God, the encounter with divinity, means the end of man. For man, lowly man, cannot stand in the presence of God without losing his own identity. Ma enosh kisis kurenu van adam kitif gedenu v'tachzure me'am elokim. Man is so small. Man is offer and efer. Man is so insignificant that when he stands in the presence of God, he is completely overwhelmed by infinity. A man realizes he's about to disappear. How can he stand in the presence of God and maintain his own identity? Man loses his human dignity when he comes close to the master of the universe, the Ribbono Shel Olam. because man compares his lowly existence with the eternal, with the eternal infinite existence of the Almighty. And so at the Brisbane Habasarim, says the Rav, Avram completely lost his self-worth. He lost his dignity. He was overpowered by the presence of God. In contrast, the revelation described subsequently in Parshas Vayera is a redemptive experience, cathartic and joyous. When we look at Kosh Baruch Hu's interaction, or I should say Avram, so to speak, interaction with God, starting from Perek Girchas, Vayera Lav Hashem Beloni Mamre, Vuhu Yoshev Pesach Al Kachom Hayom. Oh, God appears, and Avram's sitting in a chair. And Avram even says, you know what, Hashem? Please wait here, I have to go do Echnasas Archem. It's a completely different encounter. It's a completely different experience. In this case, God and man are friends. Man is comfortable with God coming to his tent to visit him. Says the Rav, and so we see subsequently in Parshas Vayera, there's a redemptive experience, cathartic and joyous. Avram feels comfortable to argue with God. You know, he's going to destroy the cities of Sodom and Amorah and the cities of the plains, Pasuk Yirchas. And Avram's like, I don't think so. 50 righteous, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. In Parshas Brisbane Habasarim, Avram is completely overwhelmed. And then subsequently, says the Rav, when we see revelation in Parshas Vayera, we see redemption, catharsis, joy. Man is no longer frightened by the appearance of the Almighty. On the contrary, the revelation of the Almighty gives him a sense of unshakable security and confidence. What has happened between the Brisbane Habasarim, the terror, the fear, the dark night of exile, the pachad before the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the friendship with the Ribbono Shel Olam? What happened between chapter 15, Brisbane Habasarim, and chapter 18, the visits of Avram to God to Avram and God's communion with God? In between is Perek Yizayin, Bris Mila. What happened? That change was due to the introduction of a new idea into the relationship between God and man. Mila, says the Rav, circumcision. When God informed Avram about the Egyptian servitude, Avram was just a human being in Brisbane Habasarim. He was a great human being, but he was not party to any covenant with God. He met God the way any other human being would have met God, with feelings of awe, fear, terror, terror and trepidation. He was a very great human being, says the Rav, but he had not entered into a covenant with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and so he could not stand before God. He could not stand in the presence of God. He was completely overwhelmed by the vision that he beheld, a terror, a fear. However, in Parshas Vayera, God visits Avram after he is joined and fashioned and formed the covenantal community. God visits Abraham after he submitted himself to circumcision. If a Jew is uncircumcised, says the Rav, not only has he not fulfilled the mitzvah bris milah, which is commanded in Parshas Tazrio, b'yom hashmi yimol basar olah. So not only has he not fulfilled the mitzvah of milah, and thus he is subject to kares, but he also lacks something of kedushas Yisrael. He lacks the sanctity, the holiness of being part of this nation. He is a Jew, but he is not a ben bris. He is not a member of the covenant. Within the covenantal community, God addresses himself to man in a natural way. He engages man in a dialogue, so the relationship of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to man outside the covenant, a man inside the covenant, is not the same relationship. And when is a member of the covenantal community, God becomes our friend. He addresses himself to man in a natural way. He engages man in a dialogue rather than a monologue. Indeed, within the covenantal community, says the Rav, quote, man and God are friends. This is why the Ramban, Nachmanides, interprets Yaakov's phrase, the God who is ro'eh osi all my life. Why does Yaakov, at the end of his life, use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as ha'ro'eh osi? It is Perek Memchas Pasuk Tasvav, and then the Bereishis. By Yivarechus Yosef, Yaakov on his deathbed blessed Joseph, and he said, By Yomer ha'olokim asher hisalchu avosai lefano av Avram v'Yitzchak ha'olokim ha'ro'eh osi me'odi ad hayom hazeh. The God before whom my forefathers walked, Avram Yitzchak, the God ha'ro'eh, hey, resh, ayin, hey, osi me'odi ad hayom hazeh. What does that mean? So the Rav says, Nachmanides, the Ramban, interprets Jacob's phrase, the God who has ro'eh osi, not as the God who has been my shepherd, as most commentators explain, but rather the God who has been my friend, my re'ah. Intimacy with God was made possible by the creation of the covenantal community. God broke the intimate relationship that was supposed to be realized by Adam. After Adam's sin, now what happened? Vayishmas Kol Hashem Elokim Mishalech Began the Ruach Hayam. Rav Soloveitchik is going to tell you a different essay, quotes a Medrash. Hashem was leaving the Garden of Eden. Hashem said to Avram, you and I, Hashem said to Adam Arishon, you and I were supposed to be friends, but you didn't recognize my presence. You didn't heed my voice. You decided to go after the voice of the Nachash instead of me. Our relationship is over. We cannot have an intimate covenantal relationship anymore. When that covenantal intimate relationship was broken, it was never even realized, Hashem started anew with Avram Avidu. The purpose of the covenant concluded with Avram was to restore the intimacy that God wanted to prevail between him and man. After Adam's sin caused him to leave the world, and then we come 20 generations later to Avraham Avinu, who recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu on his own, as per the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Ogad Lekochavim, Perak Av Halachos Av through Gimel, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Hishalech Lefane Vehei Eitamim, not only shall you physically perform the Bris Milah, but spiritually, emotively, metaphysically, I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you, Avram, and your children after, are you now will now be entering into a covenant of what? Covenant of friendship, intimacy. Ha'alokim haroa osi mi'odi ad hayom. And therefore, when we read about the mitzvah of Bris Milah in our parasha, b'yamashmi mal basar alasho, we have to recognize that this just is in not just a physical act, it is an existential act that ensures our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and ensures we will be part of the Ummah HaYisraelis, la'achniso b'viso shal Aram Avinu. Thank you so much. Besurish tovos to all of Klai Yisrael, and best wishes for Shabbat Shalom. Kol tov and thank you.